Welcome everyone to the inaugural episode of the until now nameless podcast. This is going to be about commercial real estate and a little bit about copywriting, because those are my hobbies. Now, I don't know what I'm going to talk about even, because I haven't done this sort of thing before. This is my very first attempt at being a radio host or a podcasting host. Like I said, this is going to be a podcast about commercial real estate, predominantly commercial real estate in the US, because that is my field of interest, and quite frankly also my field of expertise, so to speak. I am from Norway. I don't have any experience with Norwegian commercial real estate. In fact, there's very little Norwegian commercial real estate that's worth writing and much less talking about on a podcast. Because, you see, in Norway, we don't have these tall buildings. We don't have these skyscrapers. Or in fact, most recently, well, not most recently, but very recently, there were some buildings that were open for the public. They were finished and they were available for purchase. Now, these buildings contained mostly, I believe, because I'm not too involved in the Norwegian commercial real estate scene, they included for the most part private apartments, meaning tenants were largely private persons, or private persons, but they were largely people who people who needed a place to stay. And so there were hardly any there were hardly any commercial office space available for rent or purchase. At least that's what I believe it is. Now, there are some buildings in Oslo, the capital of Norway, worth mentioning as far as commercial real estate goes, but those are very old-fashioned. They're built like in the 1960s, and even though I know that a lot of commercial real estate in the US is also built in the 1960s and way before that, the US scale is much bigger, and the very idea of building commercial real estate in the United States took a much bigger, it took on a much bigger concept, a much bigger philosophy than the Norwegian commercial real estate. Because in Norway, you weren't supposed to be working in tall buildings. I mean, you're supposed to work on a factory or something like that. Now, there are some, like I said, commercial real estate buildings in Norway, particularly in the capital in Oslo, worth mentioning. But the kind of like sad part is that they belong to mostly state and national departments, or whatever the appropriate expression is in English. Meaning that there are hardly any private real estate investors in Norway. In fact, I dare say that this is kind of like a problem we have. You see, in the United States, people like investing in big commercial real estate projects, you know, because they will like that big fat pipeline of cash flow just spewing all over them. But that kind of thought in Norway is, well, it's, I should say, it's not cruel, but it's kind of like an anti-Norwegian thing. In Norway, you see, you can't be the tall poppy. You can't be the one who distinguishes himself and is successful. It plain and simply is wrong. It is perceived as wrong as well. And that's very sad. I find it extremely sad. But those are thus the rules. And well, not the rules, but they're kind of like the, well, unwritten rules of society. You're not supposed to think that you are someone in Norway. You're not supposed to think that you're any better than others in Norway. And as such, you're not supposed to think... Ah, I can't even talk English. You're not supposed to think that you have a bigger building and a... or that you're an investor or owner of a bigger building with a bigger paycheck than others. Because, well, people could get jealous. And that's not a good thing. I totally suck at podcasting, but this is my first episode, like I said. And please give me a break. Now, to summarize this inaugural episode of the Commercial Real Estate Podcast, which I hope will soar one day to several millions of followers, let me end this session with saying that invest in commercial real estate in the United States and stay away from Norway. Okay, thank you everyone.